Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Davenport reaches third base with a triple. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Gordon Jones now pitching. Danny O'Connell now playing second base. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Ciccarelli covering, for the out. Schmidt moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Schmidt scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mays moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Giants. John Buzzard now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buzzard, and towards Taylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and has O'Connell trapped. He races towards second and tags O'Connell for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin is hit by the pitch. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for John Buzzard. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Giants. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Donnelly now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks is walked intentionally. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Altman scores. Marshall moves to third. Banks moves to second. One out. It's Giants, 7, Cubs, 7. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noren is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Marshall scores. Banks moves to third. Noren moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-7, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-2 in the game. Dark is walked intentionally. Art Schult pinch hits for Ed Donnelly. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Noren scores. There goes Dark trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 10-7, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 3-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Altman bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Stu Miller. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Rhodes reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Cubs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Al Worthington now pitching. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noren strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin scores. Elston moves to third. It's 11-9, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 12-9, Cubs. Bud Byerly now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Walt Morin now playing left field. Herb Noren now playing first base. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Danny Ocon. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresut strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Jose Pagan now playing second base. Mike McCormick now pitching. Orlando Cepeda now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda. Banks reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 13-9, Cubs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noren takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Walt Morin. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Noren moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 17-9, Cubs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elston hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 18-9, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altman moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altman moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Cepeda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Averill now catching. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland strikes out. Averill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kirkland out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Giants 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Noren hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Noren reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Noren scores. One out. It's 19-9, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cepeda, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Dark scores. It's 20-9, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 5-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 20, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-4 in the game. Bressoud hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 20, and San Francisco Giants, 9. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.